So, toes in. You're in the studio.
I am in the studio. I am in the studio. I'm in the seat.
Do you want to get a bit more close to that microphone?
Yes, I am in the studio.
Don't you break our air conditioning.
Yeah, don't you break our air conditioning.
That's what that pipe is. Does that actually pass building standards? That looks a bit short.
It's all safe in the studio. It's all safe in the studio.
This feels weird, doesn't it?
It does. I've been in kind of in one of these movie reviews on that side, but not this side. I'm a bit freaked out. Actually, I'm a bit freaked out.
Okay. Yeah, he's freaked out, Tozin.
Yeah. I am freaked out.
Mac is looking a lot younger because that's where you sat, where he usually sits.
Yeah, his microphone kind of makes me look like I have a beard, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. But I do like the designer stubble thing you got going, though.
Yeah. You kind of look like my gran.
Thanks, Ian. Thank you. I mean, it means a lot. So, Tozin, what movies have you watched? What's the reviews on?
Today, we're going to be talking about The Man from U.N.C.L.E., which is the new movie version directed by Guy Ritchie of the TV series. The TV series from the 60s with Robert Vaughn and David McCallum. And we're going to be talking about The Gift, which is a film that I wasn't planning to watch because I saw the preview and it looked a bit like a sort of horror thriller thing.
That's the best thing.
But everybody I know who's watched it has just come out raving about it. It's got like massive numbers on Rotten Tomatoes. So I decided to go see the film.
Oh, okay, fair dues. No, I've seen The Gift. I haven't seen much of the other film. I can't even pronounce what it is. The Man from...
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
U.N.C.L.E.
U.N.C.L.E. U.N.C.L.E. is actually an acronym. It's U.N.C.L.E.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got you. So it actually stands for something.
It stands for something. It's like one of these things that I think they had a spate. I mean, Mako will remember these, where they had the spate of spy TV shows in the 60s. And so The Man from U.N.C.L.E. was around there with, like, you know, Mission Impossible and all that kind of stuff.
I saw them when they were repeated in the 1970s, Tozin. I'm not that old.
Okay, cool. But you know the shows we're talking about. So the original Man from U.N.C.L.E. that had Robert Vaughn as Napoleon Solo, who was working for the CIA, and because it was at that time was the whole idea was it was the Cold War was going on.
Yeah.
And you had a KGB agent called Ilya Kuryakin, who was played by David McCallum, and they had to work together. So it was like this: the whole premise of the show was the CIA, the Americans having to work with the Russians,
the KGB,
KGB during the. And so this film is actually quite cool because I think they keep that central. So it's set in that sort of area. It's set in the 60s. And the opening of this film is just really, really, really well done. It's like a small mini film in its own. First of all, I like this film. It's a very, very fun film.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Guy Ritchie shows some of the flourishes that he had with like Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels and Snatch.
Oh, yeah.
And so the beginning of the film, it starts off with like I can't remember what her name is. She was a woman who did Killing Me Softly the first time around.
Roberta Flack.
That's it. Roberta Flack. That's it. So it starts with the Roberta Flack song, which was like, you know, all about it was in the 60s, all about the civil rights struggle. And it's Napoleon Solo going in, he's in Berlin. He's going from West Berlin into East Berlin. And it's all this sort of like cloak and dagger thing. It's all kind of like people having you know that the rain is falling only in Spain or something like that as code words and all that.
It's all secretive and
all secretive, and they have this great chase that they do around East Berlin where he's trying to get from East Berlin back over the wall into West Berlin. And that's when the KGB agents starts chasing him, and then they eventually realize they have to work together, and it goes on, and it's a really, really fun sort of spy romp. So it's kind of like it's mostly comedic. It's mostly comedic. It has some good action in it.
Yeah.
Stars Henry Cavill, who's Superman, the guy who plays Superman. He plays Napoleon Solo.
Yeah.
And Arnie Hammer, who is probably best known for being in the Facebook movie, The Social Network. He played the twins.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, he plays the Russian KGB agent Ilya Kuryakin, and it's just a real, real fun film.
It does sound good.
I watched Mission Impossible 5 the other week, and I actually had a lot more fun with this film than I did with Mission Impossible 5.
I think Guy Ritchie as a director is just he's so clever and unique.
He is clever, and he does have some flourishes like this. There's a couple of times in the film where it's almost he does like a scene and it's almost more or less silent. It's kind of like have you seen Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels?
Yeah, how it kind of jumps the scene to scene, things happening, and it builds up to that point. It's the same like a Snatch when, you know, where's the diamond gone? It's gone here, it's gone there, it's been here, it's been there, and now it's here, and it's kind of like, whoa.
Yeah.
But
there's one particular thing. There's a bit where they play the song Zorba the Greek.
Yeah.
And he has this whole scene. Yeah, the one way, like, where people usually do with the stabbing of the foot. And, like, they're playing that song, and he has this scene in Lock, Stock, Two Smoking Barrels where it's almost wordless as all these different people are getting their guns ready, and then yeah. also, and as this music builds and builds and builds, they also like arrive at this place, and he does this thing where he has about three moments where it's just, there's no words, it's just music being played.
Yeah.
And there's all these things building, and some of them are hilarious. Some of them are hilarious, some of them are great, but it's actually, and I thought that the leads, like the way it worked quite well. It's a spy movie with a woman as a bad guy, which I thought she was, and it's an Australian actress called Elizabeth Debicki, and I think that she's brilliant in the role. She's brilliant in the role. I know some people have mentioned the fact that she's great to look at, but besides that, she's brilliant as a bad guy, and also has Alicia Vikander, the Swedish actress who's like all the rage right now. So Man of U.N.C.L.E., I really enjoyed it. I'll give that 4 out of 5, but it's like a sort of a comedy, sort of romp, light-hearted spy movie, which is, I never really watched much of the TV show, so I can't really say how much like the TV show it is, but I'll just say that it's really, really good. Let me put it this way, I hope they make another one.
Yeah, because, it's that good.
Yeah, I hope they make another one. It's some things you think, okay, that was good, now leave it. But with this, I hope they make another one, because it was actually a very, very good, fun film.
Ah, good stuff. And the other one was The Gift, wasn't it?
The Gift, yes.
I'm a horror fan, you see. I want to hear what this is all about.
So, okay, The Gift. This is The Gift. It's starring Jason Bateman, who is usually more known for doing comedy. He was in, like, Horrible Bosses and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And it has Rebecca Hall in it, a British actress who you would never know because she's just really, really good at playing American.
Yeah.
And Joel Edgerton, who is probably best... I don't know. He was in Zero Dark Thirty. He was in a film, an amazing film called Warrior with Tom Hardy, and he actually wrote and directed this film, which I didn't know until the end, which I was quite impressed with when you actually think of what the film is. And it's one of these films that seems like it's like, oh, okay, couple, they seem to have everything okay in their lives, they move into a new house, and then a guy who went to school with the husband shows up one day, and it's kind of like, oh, welcome to the neighborhood, and like, you know, gives them a gift and all that kind of stuff, and it's all about, oh, what is this guy, why is he here, he's a little bit creepy, we don't know what's going on, all that, and so it starts off seeming very, very... sort of run-of-the-mill
normal home, bit weird person. Well,
no, it's not even that. It's like, you know how you have like a stalker movie, it's like the films like Single White Female that have been made like in the 90s, and every now and then there's a stalker movie where there's some weird guy who comes around and stalks a couple and blah blah blah, and it usually ends up in a three-way fight in the rain, in which they end up killing him and they just about escape with their lives.
Yeah.
And that's kind of what I was expecting, but it changes because you start seeing, okay, what is the history between the husband and this guy who he went to school with?
Yeah.
And what did actually happen? What goes on in the past? Is this guy actually weird? Is he like, you know, psychotic? Is he not? What is the wife? What's up with the wife? What was her past? And so it sort of plays with you. And I know people have said that they watch it and they're not sure who to root for or anything like that. And it just plays out really, really well as this sort of almost three-hander between these three people and how they're going to handle it. A wife who's trying to find out more about her husband because she didn't realize what he was like. A husband who's trying to hide some things in the past. And this guy who's trying to deal with something that happened to him in the past. But, like, you know... And so it works out quite well, and it's one of those films that I can't really say much elsewhere about, because to say a little bit is to spoil quite a lot.
Yeah.
So, but I'll say it's a very, very good film. Very good film. If you like sort of like your psychological thrillers, if you like not knowing who to root for, go see The Grift, and I'll give that one 4 out of 5 as well.
No, good. No, it sounds kind of similar to Unfriended, almost, The Gift.
Well, Unfriended, I never saw Unfriended.
I've watched quite recently and I loved it.
Okay. I wasn't sure about Unfriended. Unfriended looked like one of those run-of-the-mill horror movies where it was just going to be like, we have a concept and that's about all we have.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, we have a concept, we have a concept, but we don't really have anything. We just get some young people and kill them. Get some young people and kill them at regular intervals. How long is this film? 90 minutes, so let's see. Okay, we have 6 young people. We can kill one like every 15 minutes. Yeah, okay, cool. That's good. It seemed like that kind of film, so I didn't bother with it.
No. It's clever. It's a smart kind of twist. It's good. I do recommend you do watch Unfriended, but hey, no, good movie review. I definitely do want to see The Gift, and you've made it kind of tantalizing and tasty for me to watch.
Oh yeah,
and the agent from
The Man from U.N.C.L.E.
I was about to say the agent from U.N.C.L.E.
Okay, speak to your parents. They would know about that. They would know that title. Uncle, but it's one of these things that I think they did a lot in the 60s where they come up with an acronym and then they come up with some unwieldy name just because they like the acronym, and so they have to try and make the acronym fit. So if you, so it's like they call the man from Uncle just because you can spell Uncle, you can pronounce Uncle.
Yeah.
And apparently it stands for United Nations Command Law Enforcement.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah, so it's kind of like, so what are we going to call him? Uncle. We need to make it fit. Okay, United Nations, Correct? No, Command? Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good command, yeah. And I figured that they just tried really, really hard to make it fit, but ignore that. Good film.
Can I do something completely opposite to what you've just done? You've just reviewed two good films that you liked and enjoyed.
Yeah.
I watched a film at the weekend which was absolutely dreadful. It's the worst film I've watched in a long, long time. It was called Enemy with
Jake Gyllenhaal.
Have you seen
that? He plays like two, essentially, he plays his own doppelganger.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I've heard of it.
Don't. It's dreadful. I got to the... It's not very often I get to the end of a film and think, well, I'm still none the wiser.
Wait, is this the new one? Is it the 2013 film?
It was.
He did it after he did Nightcrawler.
Yeah, I've got it up here. I'm having a look at the images on it. I don't like the idea. He looks like Slender Man.
That is just the weirdest film ever.
Yeah.
But at the end of it, you think, well, come on, how's this going to end? Because it's really strange, because he meets himself, basically.
Yeah.
He's not himself, and the other guy's a bit upset. Well, who are you? And, well, who are you?
Yeah.
And it just goes to a weird level, and then you think, well, then it finishes, and you think, hang on, what happened there?
I've got a bit of wall art here, and it's just got a spider in his head. What is the spider?
I don't want to spoil it.
Okay, alright.
Essentially, I reckon that it's the kind of film that you might actually like. I think Enemy is the kind of film that if anybody ever liked a David Lynch film, they would like Enemy. Because David Lynch, he makes a lot of films in which where you watch them and you think, what the heck is going on?
Yeah. I swear he's from Donnie Darko, isn't he?
Jake Gyllenhaal, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was like his first big role.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
He was, I think he was still a teenager.
Yeah, he was young. He was young in Donnie Darko. Yeah.
He's probably brilliant in Southpaw, but that film, honestly... It's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Does it require intelligence, Ian? Is that why?
My wife is superior in intelligence when it comes down to it.
Did she?
And even she, halfway through, started looking at her iPad and started, you know, emailing people and stuff. And I said, "You watching this?" No, I'm not.
Well, we're turning it off.
It's
then.
It's dreadful. Yeah, no.
Have you ever seen a film called Eraserhead?
No.
Yeah, I think. Try watching the razor.
No, there's one called Rubber, isn't there? Or Rubber, and it's a rubber tire that kills
rubber.
People.
Yeah,
it's a rubber tire that kills people.
It's essentially it's about a psychotic tire that just rolls around and like blows people's heads up telekinetically.
I can just visualise us three in a room watching a film,
and just going,
you two will be watching it very quietly, intent, and I'll be there chipping away, saying, "This is nonsense, isn't it?" Hey, look, we better go to the newsroom, haven't we?
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. It's just press automate, isn't it? And it works. Last time I did this, I freaked out and I messed up the programming.
Bang!
Okay, well, here we go. We're going to take a chance. I'm going to press automate.
Thanks, Tozin. By the way.
No problem.
Thank you.